You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations says it is deeply concerned over rising tensions between Ukraine and Russia as Ukraine declares martial law for the first time since the conflict between the two began in 2014. Ukraine's parliament has voted overwhelmingly for President Petro Poroshenko's proposal for martial law to be imposed on the country for 30 days. The move comes after Russia seized 3 Ukrainian Navy ships and 24 sailors in the Kerch Strait, a key waterway that holds strategic importance for both nations. Russia's UN ambassador Dmitry Polyansky says Ukrainian vessels were sailing through illegal territory and did not respond to Russian warnings. We consider such steps as a violation of Russia's sovereignty. These illegal acts meant that the Russian customs vessels had to use force. Thanks to their strength and their high professionalism, there were no fatalities. The 3 people who were injured were provided with medical help and there is no threat to their lives, and these are members of the Ukrainian crew. But Ukraine's UN representative, Vladimir Yelchenko, has called Russia's claims a lie.
The Russian claims about violation of the Russian border by the Ukrainian naval ships is an outright lie, invested just to cynically shift all the responsibility on the Ukrainian side, consciously manipulating the facts and ignoring the evidence.
President Poroshenko had initially proposed martial law for 60 days, but some Ukrainian MPs accused him of trying to suspend upcoming presidential elections at a time when his approval ratings are low. The president then cut the time frame to 30 days, giving authorities time to call the election at the end of December and carry out the election in March next year. Australian National University Russia specialist Elizabeth Buchanan says there could be driving factors within both countries escalating tensions in the Kerch Strait.
So you've got drivers from within Ukraine as well as Russia, mainly to do with the upcoming elections in Ukraine and President Poroshenko's approval rating has plummeted. So some people are, especially the Russians, will use this narrative. They are using this as a precursor to why Ukraine has potentially staged this tension in the sea, whereas the domestic drivers in Russia are Putin's ratings are also they've slightly dropped. And we do know from Georgia 2008 that the sort of Kremlin playbook, as it were, is to further fan tensions abroad because the domestic population in Russia does like sort of the strongman Putin narrative, and that translates into higher approval ratings.
NATO has criticized Russia for using military force against Ukraine in what it calls an open and direct way. NATO says Russia had no justification for seizing the Ukrainian ships. And the United States' UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, has criticized Russia for disrupting peace in the region.
Sunday's outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory is part of a pattern of Russian behavior that includes the purported annexation of Crimea and abuses against countless Ukrainians in Crimea, as well as stoking conflict that has taken the lives of more than 10,000 people in eastern Ukraine. And it shows no sign of decreasing.
Dr. Buchanan with the ANU says rising tensions with Russia could have an impact on Ukraine's relationships with the European Union and NATO members.
It slows down any potential movement forward for Ukraine with both NATO and also in the European Union. These are two competing narratives of the future trajectory of these countries who have, you know, historical ties that cannot be fixed with a Minsk agreement. And this is the problem for Europe. This is the problem the EU needs to face in the idea of integrating Ukraine further into the Union. This is the baggage that comes along. The Russia baggage will come along.
George Oshii, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.